This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. You think Chinese technology companies that National Security Washington is worried about? Huawei is probably the first place you go, right? Recent evidence, though, suggests the company that owns TikTok may be a close second. TikTok, for those not in the know, is a social media app that's been downloaded a billion times, a billion, all in the service of quick videos of, honestly, anything. Lumberjacks, airplanes, teenagers singing and dancing, whatever, anything. But in Washington, there are some concerns. A national security panel is said to be investigating, and Congress has asked TikTok executives to testify at a hearing tomorrow. The company has declined, all of which might just turn up the heat on the next Chinese technology firm finding itself in the crosshairs. Marketplace's Scott Tong, our bureau chief in China in earlier days, has that story.
TikTok evolved into the giant it is when its parent company in China bought the lip-syncing app Musical.ly, which had offices in the U.S. 2 years ago. That deal is assumed to be the focus of U.S. national security officials. To critics of TikTok, a key risk is that it enables Chinese censorship. TikTok is accused of deleting videos on Hong Kong protests against Beijing, and that's a slippery slope, says cyber analyst Priscilla Moriucci at Recorded Futures.
If the application is willing to remove content about the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre, what is next?
She says a related concern is how TikTok could target American users. Just like targeted ads on your browser, TikTok could learn about your shopping, your networks, your news sources, and blast you with pro-China propaganda.
And then tailor everything on your phone, all the advertisements, all the social media, to sway your specific point of view.
In the past, U.S. regulators have forced Chinese companies to undo acquisitions. But whether they can slow TikTok's march around the world is another question. Sam Sachs is with the New America Foundation's DigiChina program.
Even if the U.S. manages to somehow blacklist TikTok, I don't see users in places like Europe or India really listening to the United States.
She says another Chinese company on the U.S. enemies list, the telecom giant Huawei, has weathered attacks and is thriving in much of the world. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.